This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Okay, well, first of all, I would like to say that I feel very privileged to share a message with you this particular day. For today, we are in an exciting situation, for we are about to exit 2018, but praise God, we are standing on the threshold of 2019. And who is sad to leave 2018? I think not. I think most of us are not too unhappy to see 2018 just quietly fade away. Hallelujah. For 2019, a brand new year, a brand new era. Hallelujah. And the text of my message today I have taken from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14, with the emphasis being on verse 13. But we will look up that scripture a bit later on. But leave it for the moment. I'll get back to that a bit later on in my message. You beat me, didn't you? As we leave 2018, I am sure we can all reflect on a lot of things that have happened during the year. Both in our individual lives and also in our church life during 2018. And I am sure that many good things have happened in the life of many of us, whereas a significant number of our brothers and sisters have had to face very difficult, challenging, traumatic situations in their personal lives. And it culminating in our pastor David's passing from this life into a far more glorious one. But even so, knowing that David is at home with his Lord, the loss of Pastor David from our midst caused all of us a lot of sorrow, pain and grief, and an overwhelming feeling of loss. Praise the Lord. Let's reflect on that for a minute. That was 2018. Hallelujah. However, no amount of reflecting on what has happened will ever change what has happened. But we will never forget. But now it is of the utmost importance that we learn to look ahead to the future, so we can move into what God has planned for us, both as an individual and corporately as a church. And I'm sure that is what David would want for us. And I would like us now to read Philippians chapter 3 and verses 12 to 14. Hallelujah. 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 Have we all got it? And if everybody said yes, then I'm behind. Okay. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Okay, and that is I'll start from chapter 9, 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And I like to read verse 13 again. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lays behind us and reaching forward to what lies ahead. Praise God. Praise God. Do you realize that there is two ways of reflecting? You can reflect on the past, but you can also reflect on past successes, and that can still hold you back, because you may have had great success in a certain way, you get hooked on that, and you forget what lies ahead. And do you realize, I've written down here, do you realize that even reflecting on past successes can prevent us from moving into bigger things that God has planned for us? Paul, the great apostle, made many mistakes in life, but he knew the importance of not allowing his past to stop him from entering into all that God had planned for him. Not just half, but all. Praise God. And our past does not have to determine our future. Praise God, I'll say that again. Our past does not have to determine our future. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I think at this point, we might leave 2018 and let it quietly fade away in the background, not to be resurrected again. I think that's a very good thing in many people's lives, I think. And so, praise God, now we come to 2019. Hallelujah, a brand new year. How good is that? How good is that? And I got something else that I want to read before we go on that. But we're standing at the threshold of a brand new year with all its good things ahead, right? But as we enter 2019, we have two choices, right? Two. We can either look forward or we can look backwards. And I like to paint a picture in your mind, give you something to think about. When you drive your car, you've got a great windscreen in front of you, haven't you? And when you're driving, you can see very clearly the road ahead. You can see the obstacles that are on the road ahead of you. You can see all the signposts, the speed signs, everything that is there, warning signs, speed signs. You can see everything very clearly. You can even, if you, don't look too long at it, but you can see the big vista ahead of you. Okay? But now, and so if you have that in front of you, you can observe all that, and it will bring you very safely to the destination you want to reach. But in that same car, you have a tiny little rear vision mirror. Will you agree with me? And it's very good to every so often have a quick lens in your rear vision mirror and to see what lays behind us. Right? But what happens if you stare too long or you look too long in that rear vision mirror? Right? You crash or you come to grief. So that is a good way to look ahead in the new year. To look ahead, you got a big windscreen in front of you. Don't look too long in the mirror. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that just shows you, you can either look forward or you can look backwards. It's your choice. But I know my choice. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Okay. Well, 2019, a brand new year, the doors are swinging wide open to enter in. And I don't know about you, but I am looking forward with great anticipation and excitement to 2019. Because I reckon 2019 is going to be a great year for each individual and for our church. Hallelujah. And I'm looking with great anticipation and excitement. Anybody else feels that? Or am I the only one? Praise God. Well, I see a few hands go up. Come on, everybody, with excitement and anticipation for what lies ahead. because the God will only have good things in store for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For us individually and for our church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. This might going to be a very short message. Do you know that? I am convinced that 2019 is going to be a glorious year. Not just a good year, but a glorious year in the life of God's people and the life of Mumble Christian Fellowship. And why am I so convinced of this? Because I know that the Lord has a plan and a purpose for your life and for this church. Nothing that has happened has taken the Lord by surprise. I'll say that again. That nothing that has happened has taken the Lord by surprise. Now, at this stage, I came to a full stop with my preparation for today's message. I got that far, and I couldn't go any further. And so I sat there, and I sat there, and I sat there, and I said, in the end, Lord, you know, I'm getting a bit tired, because it was pretty late at night. So I said, something's got to happen. Anyhow, so after a long time, eventually a scripture came to mind, and then it took me even longer to dig it out in the Bible, because the Lord gave me the text of the thing, but he didn't tell me that it was Jeremiah 29:11. So I had to dig that out, and I started looking for a certain word to sort of find it, but that word wasn't in my version. And so I searched and searched and searched. But anyway, I got it in the end, and we'll have a look at it. Well, I've got it in front of me. Everybody got Jeremiah 29:11? Some people have. Okay, two choices. Well, anyhow, in Jeremiah 29, I read from the Living Bible. I've written it down. The Living Bible says, "For I know the plans that I have for you," says the Lord. "They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." The Amplified Bible says, "For I know the thoughts." And I had been searching for plans, and that wasn't to be found, but the thoughts. And the Amplified Bible said, "For I know the thoughts that I have for you," says the Lord. "Thoughts of plans for welfare and peace and not for evil. To give you a hope, and to give you hope in your final outcome." And I thought that was a very appropriate sort of scripture. You know, because we are standing at a threshold where we're not quite 100% sure where we're heading also. But, you know, as we move forward into 2019, yes, we will be faced with challenges. Yes, very serious decisions will have to be made as to the future government of this church. But what a great scripture the Lord has given us to stand on. He is with us all the way. After all, it is his church, isn't it? But, you know, it is nice to know that we are not on our own, that the Lord has a plan and a path and a purpose for us as individuals and for this church. Hallelujah. And I look forward with great anticipation for 2019, and I've had that now for a few months, and I have no idea why, but I just feel an excitement. I feel things are going to happen. And I got an email from a friend of mine, and he's a pastor for 40 years, and he's a very good man, and he does get quite a few words from the Lord. And he said, "Frank," he said, "the Lord has laid it so hard, so heavily on my mind, on my spirit, to share that 2019 will be a year of reaping. A reaping of a big ripe harvest coming in." And I thought, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And yes, there will be changes. That's inevitable. My question to all of us is, how open to change are we? And think about it. think about it, because a lot of people, and myself included, don't cope too well with change. It takes time. So again, I say, yes, there will be changes, and that's inevitable. And my question to all of us is, how open to change are you? And I would say, think about it over the next day or so. How open to it are we? Because there will be changes. Okay. Well, how are we going for time? We've got all in a way. A rock-solid foundation has been laid in this church, and that has Jesus as the cornerstone. A foundation that has been laid solidly over many years, with David at the helm and Beth by his side. A foundation on which a new glorious structure can be built if the Lord so desires. However, whatever the Lord desires, he can, like whoever will come, can build on a solid foundation that has been laid over many, 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 many years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, you know, I'm so looking forward to what's in store. Because, you know, David has laid the foundation. He's gone home with the Lord. Okay. And as it says, a grain of, like a little grain goes in the soil, and then you get the harvest. And so I'm anticipating that we're going to see great things in this church over the next year, the next couple of years, actually. Praise God. And in closing, I would like us to turn to Psalm 133. I found this a very difficult sermon to get together, to get it right. And at one stage I asked the ladies in the prayer meeting to pray for me, because I had lots of things going through my mind, but to get it all together was just, it just wasn't coming together. So the day after they prayed, it all came together. So there you go. So I just like the ladies to know they don't pray in vain. Hallelujah. Okay, Psalm 133. We all got that? Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's 135. That's not the one I'm after. Anyhow, 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard. I haven't got one. Even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes. It's like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity, because it is there that the Lord commands a blessing. Hallelujah. And the sisters are included in that, not just the brothers. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. And, you know, this scripture, I believe, is a key scripture. And the Lord really laid it very heavily on my heart to present this scripture very earnestly, not lightly, but very earnestly to everybody here and to everybody in this church, and to impress on everyone the utmost importance of this scripture for the days ahead. Unity. Unity. Praise God. And last but not least, I want to finish with Philippians 1, chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians 1 and verse 6. Have we all got that? For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ Jesus. I am confident of the Lord's working in our lives individually and in the life of our church. Hallelujah. And he will perfect it. He will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I love this scripture. I think it's a great scripture to reflect on, that, you know, that we can be confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombol Christian Fellowship.